How does a partial lockdown feel in a small Czech town? The government declared a state of emergency more than a week ago. There's a ban on international travel without authorization. Schools are closed, along with most shops and other public institutions. Vít Bohanka lives in the town of Zdar nad Sázavo and sent this report.
Hello and welcome to this walk around Zdar nad Sázavo with me, Vít Bohanka. Perhaps I should explain as an introduction that I was born and raised in this small town of some 20,000 inhabitants. Later I went on and lived for a time in some big cities, including Paris, London, Brussels, Washington DC, and of course the Czech capital Prague. But after ending my career as a foreign correspondent for the Czech radio or Czech National Public Radio, my wife, who is also from this town of Zdar, and I decided to come back here. We have two teenage kids. There is a good secondary or high school here. It is mostly a quiet town, but with good connection both to Prague and Brno, the biggest two cities in the Czech Republic. So it is relatively conveniently placed. And now I thought it would be a good idea to take listeners of Radio Prague International for a kind of commented walk around this small town in rural Czechia in this time of really extreme measures that are in place because of the coronavirus pandemic. And that is what I'm going to do. Perhaps I should add that my comments will be mostly unscripted. I just have a few notes in my hand and I'm recording this on my smartphone. So let's have a look around. Several times during the day, the town council makes these public announcements that you can hear now in the background. They are broadcast through the loudspeaker system installed in virtually every street of this town. We used to think that it was kind of obsolete, that it wouldn't be needed, but it seems to be handy right now. Obviously, the town council is reminding citizens that they have to wear masks wherever they go in the streets and public places. You are still not required to wear a mask if you are, for example, in your own private garden, working, etc. I have to say that the lack of masks is one of the things that people see as the biggest failure of the government by nearly all the people that I speak to and that I know. I mean, obviously, the government didn't have any stocks ready for such a situation. There are not enough ventilators, and that's causing a lot of complaints, both from some officials, some politicians, but also citizens around me. So, as you can probably hear, there's even some construction activity going on, which is kind of optimistic, I have to say. I mean, to see that there are some workers working on a sidewalk or a pavement on one of the streets. So the life hasn't stopped completely, definitely not, even though all the schools are closed. I saw about three young men with masks, I have to say, sitting on a park bench. There are some young people over there as well. There are some parents with kids. I'm walking down from one of the suburban kind of parts of the town on the outskirts, the residential part where we live, and walking towards the center. And I'm just wondering whether any of the banks will still be open. It's definitely the local library that is closed. We know that because our kids now regret that they didn't go there in time to borrow some books because they have a lot of time, obviously, now. I will get back to what our kids do, how they deal with their school assignments, etc. Of course, I mean, all the pubs, they have been closed for quite a few days now, I think since Sunday morning, if I remember correctly, maybe Saturday, since the weekend, definitely. I can see cars driving around. That seems to be quite normal as well. What doesn't seem to be normal at all is that I actually have happened to pass a few people, all of them wearing masks. Now, obviously, that is required in public places. And that's definitely something that's new, that's unprecedented. I don't know where you are listening to this report. We in Europe, I think, haven't been wearing masks as often as people do in Asia during similar epidemics before. It never seemed to be necessary, but this time it's definitely different. And it's something that's visible, especially for the locals. I would even dare say that it may contribute a little bit to the general feeling of threat, the general feeling of endangerment. I'm now arriving at the main square of Zhdar nad Sázavou, and maybe this is a good point to tell a few words about the history of this town. Zhdar nad Sázavou was a very small town at the end of the Second World War. It had only about 4,000 inhabitants. But then the government, even before the communists took over, decided to build machinery and foundry works in this part of the Highlands region, in this part of what was then Czechoslovakia. So they built this factory and the town started to grow very rapidly. It had about 15,000 inhabitants in 1969 and then maximum in 1980. That was about 25,000 people who lived here. Since then, the population dropped a little bit because the factory doesn't employ as many people as it did. Nevertheless, the town has got this feeling of a city that was really built after the Second World War, with all the negative features that it brings about. What I'm talking about are these housing estates that used to be kind of greyish, which were built in all the communist countries, which are now kind of colorful because people painted them. Nevertheless, they are still big housing estates and not very picturesque, unfortunately. The town center has a few interesting historic buildings, but there are really few of them. Most of the buildings here are built in the socialist kind of style, the 1970s, 1980s, kind of box-like buildings. And the square, again, like the streets, it's not completely empty. There are some people walking around, but it's definitely less people than would be normal for a day like this, for a weekday like this. And at this time of the day, which is late afternoon, when a lot of people should be going home from work. So that is one of the other things that you can kind of notice, that the economic activity, with some of the exceptions, like I mentioned, some of the construction workers still going on, that the economic activity has seriously slowed down. And of course, like elsewhere, not only in this part of the Czech Republic and in the whole of Czech Republic, and I suppose in the whole of world now, globally, people are becoming very, very worried about the crisis, about the expected recession, which is probably inevitable. And some people are already hurting, of course. For example, my wife, she works in a cafe. All the cafes had to close. The owner doesn't have any income now. I mean, there are no people coming. So it's not hard to imagine that probably, I mean, there won't be any money for the salaries. And that's just the beginning. I mean, this is the first week of the kind of partial shutdown of the economic activities. And it's visible here. The banks have got announcement. I'm now coming to one of the banks. They say, if you need any services, please call a certain number or use internet banking services as much as possible. But the bank is closed, not surprisingly. There are still money, obviously, in the ATMs. I can see some people withdrawing money. There are several ATMs in the square, so I can see one now, and some people are getting money, some cash, out of the machine. What you can hear now, probably, is the bell on the St. Procopius Church, Catholic Church. I would say the main kind of site in the center of the town. I wonder how the church will actually approach the situation. People are not supposed to come to the church, but we'll see what happens on Sunday. Maybe I will go and ask, or rather I should call and ask the local parish priest how he's planning to go about it.
One thing I noticed just now, there's a public transport bus still running in town of Jarnatsazavo. The services are limited, but they are still running. Not like in another town about the same size, which is about 30 kilometers or 20 miles away from here, called Havličkův Brod. There they stopped the public transport completely. What is important for some of the people who need to get to the bigger cities, we've got a straight line, rail line, to Prague and to Brno, the biggest Czech cities. And all the trains are still running, it should be mentioned. As far as I know, the public transport doesn't require you to buy tickets. Trains, I am not too sure right now. I'm heading now into one of the supermarkets that are still, all of them, open, not limited in hours or in stock. As far as I know, so far at least, everything was running normally, and I'm just going to check that.
Okay, I quickly checked the situation on the Czech railways or railroads. The services are somewhat restricted, especially on express trains, both by the state Czech Railways and by the private companies that also run some connections. They say that it's due to small numbers of people traveling anyway. It seems that some of the trains were running virtually empty. Now, travelers are strongly recommended to buy tickets online, but should be able to buy them at the ticket offices at railway stations. That's what I can find on the web of the Czech Railways. The main thing is, yes, there is still passenger service on the Czech railways, and I would be able to get to Prague, for example, if I need it, by train from Žďár or to Brno.
I'm in the supermarket now. Now when I look at the shelves, everything seems to be normal. That's one of the, I would say, more positive things. There's even an extra stock, it seems to me, of some products, sanitary products. There seems to be slightly more toilet paper, which actually was a problem a few days ago. Even before all the measures were introduced, some people started buying enormous amounts of toilet paper, flour, pasta, and stuff like that. Some people started panicking. I mean, it wasn't huge, but there were local shortages in places of these items, such as toilet paper, etc. But right now, everything seems to be normal. I mean, all the goods are here. I can buy beer even. Nothing is limited. There's a lot of cheese, everything. There are people doing their shopping. So that's, I would say, a kind of sign of normalcy, I would call it. And I think that's a good sign. I mean, it's a kind of feeling of normalcy, which we are gradually losing at this time. I see some Easter items, such as Easter whips. Now, that is a habit that would need to be described in a more detail, because Easter is coming in a few weeks' time, and young men, especially young boys, walk around whipping, symbolically whipping women, whipping girls. That's an age-old strange habit that especially foreigners find really strange and some even bizarre. But what I'm trying to say is, obviously, they are selling the Easter whips, another sign of normalcy that seems to be kind of welcome at this time of extreme measures and fear. I'm not afraid to use the word. I mean, there's definitely fear among the people.
So such was my walk around the town. I'm now heading home to see how my wife and kids are doing. Vojta, what are you doing right now? What are you doing today?
So currently I'm working on a homework assignment for German.
For German class, yeah? How did you get the information from the school, what to do and what to work on?
By email. We get most of our information by email from different teachers. So I've already received assignments in physics, math, and Czech.
Is email the prime kind of method of contacting you, or are the teachers trying some other platforms as well?
Yeah, they use mostly email in combination with Microsoft Teams.
Are you in touch with the other kids from school?
Yeah, all the time, just on Messenger and other social media networks.
So how are you going through this? I mean, what are they writing? What are you talking and writing about?
I think it's going, I think everyone's handling it pretty well, actually. Kind of almost, I don't want to say business as usual, because I think in today's world with social media and internet, it's pretty easy to stay in touch. So I guess it helps people to cope with maybe not seeing each other every day. So it's a good substitute.
We have to bear in mind that people are listening who have no idea what it looks like being in a small town in the Czech Republic. If you were to describe your daily routine, I mean, can you go out? What are you doing?
Yeah, so during the day, I mostly study and go out with just the dog. And the exemptions for the quarantine are pertain to going into nature. So I think that's good. So sometimes I go for a walk or a jog here into the local forest.
We should mention perhaps that you are in your final year at the secondary school, or the high school, as it would be in American English. Have the teachers sent you some special messages concerning your final year exams? Because they are kind of looming, aren't they?
Yeah, well, they're looming, but the thing is they haven't really decided anything yet. If they are going to be moved or not, I think personally, I think they probably will be, at least by a month. But as for the exams, all we can do is continue preparing as before, but just wait for the decision to see if they will just take place at a later time.
When you say they are going to be moved, the exams, you mean postponed?
Yeah. Yeah.
So these were my audio notes about life in a small town in the Czech Republic in the time of coronavirus pandemic. I wish you all good health, let's be safe, and let's keep our heads up.